Hey there, I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and welcome to the Happiness Solve podcast. Twice a week, we explore the journey to finding true happiness by sharing inspiring stories, practical tips, and insightful conversations with some of today's leading experts. But we don't just scratch the surface. We dive deep into the real grit of what it takes to live a genuinely happy life. Whether you're looking to improve your well-being, enhance your relationships, or simply add more joy to your life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's episode. Because happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours.
Tanya Kay, so excited to have you on today. How's everything going?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited because I love speaking with other coaches that kind of do similar things that I do because we can just like talk forever, right? So for the audience, Tanya is, well, actually, I'm going to read what you put in your first paragraph, because okay. I love this. When she's not paddleboarding down the Boise River, Tanya Kay, revolutionizing lives, helping clients shatter the chains of overthinking and perfectionism. I'm a recovering perfectionist, so I love that. And her transformative coaching enables women to step into their power, lead with confidence, and live authentically. Those are three words that are so near and dear to my heart because I think as women, sometimes we don't step into our power.
I agree so much.
And the confidence isn't there so many times, you know. I find that with the athletes and the entrepreneurs that I work with, that confidence is the number one area that people struggle with. And they don't even recognize that it's a lack of confidence. What have you found?
The same thing. I find in my coaching business, as well as what you just said, is people will come in and they say, I really don't know what my purpose is. And when we start diving into that purpose, it's such a broad word. We really discovered that it's about that confidence level. And self-confidence is something that comes from within. And learning to tap into that is so liberating. It's so freeing to actually see the processes work and people just have those light bulb moments where they're like, oh my gosh, this feels so good.
So I love that you started with purpose because I'm at the age where a lot of my friends are becoming empty nesters. I know I went through this in 2019. Which set the trajectory for this podcast and my book, unbeknownst to me that would, you know, set that up, was becoming an empty nester because for the first time in my life, it's just me, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've been doing this, you know, I got certified to be a life coach in 2004 and I was doing it while my son was small. It was a way to keep me busy and be a stay-at-home mom, which I really never really wanted to be. It just kind of fell into it. And it was the best decision for our family at the time. And then I needed so much more. So what advice can you give to women that are in that situation? Because it's a real hard identity shift for women when their entire lives, they gave up their career 20 years ago and now their youngest is going off to college. Now what?
Oh, wow. Even though we haven't really even spoken before, that space that you just set up for me is my whole life. Like, thank you for providing the stage for this.
Well, you know, I kind of have this little intuitive thing going on. And quite honestly, and this is for my audience too, I approve every single guest. So, you know, episode 340 was released yesterday. I've interviewed over 370 people and I handpick every single one of my guests and I read their bio and make the decision to have them on. And I don't even look at it till literally, what did I do? 2 minutes
just
before
now.
I showed up.
Yeah.
And I do that for a reason, Tanya. I do that. I keep saying Tanya. I have two best friends named Sonia, but when I see the word Tanya, I never know how to enunciate it. I don't, sorry. My audience
just
knows,
say, hey,
that is
you.
Not, That is not my forte, pronunciation. I really have to work on that. It's really getting bad. And I think it comes up because it's in my forefront, like, don't, gotta pronounce this correctly, and then I mess it up. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, I find that it just works better for me because now we have this spontaneity that neither one of us were expecting. So please,
for
continue.
Sure. So, okay, so let's go back to the question. So the way I understood your question was, how's empty nesting going for you?
Right.
Okay, well, you know what is empty nesting? That's so interesting because what came up for me is I've had twice that I've become empty nesting. So a little back history here. We have two sets of kids. They're 13 years apart.
Okay.
So older kids, I'm a single mom at this time. My youngest of the three was just graduating when my now husband and I were starting to date. And he had a 3 and a 5-year-old, which
oh, wow.
are my bonus kids. And it, yeah. what a blessing. So I was heading into the first section of empty nesting and then was starting over. And my original thought was, oh, I've done this. I've raised kids before. This is easy. Oh, excuse me. Nope. Because yeah. it's a different identity. So once I shifted through that identity and we worked through elementary school and middle school and high school, again, it was so different coming at it from a step-parenting point of view. The point being that at the end of that, which was 2022, when our youngest graduated and moved out the same year, what happened is we thought, okay, well, we're ready for this because we've been co-parenting these children. So we've been part-time parents, you know, week on, week off kind of thing. Nope, that's not what happened. My brain really got lost in purpose and identity. And even though I'd shifted several times, I didn't realize how much of my personal value was tied to being needed, putting together lunches and meals and just being that hub at home. And so we really had to relearn how to empty nest, how to, you know, what it was like to actually have the freedom inside the home that no one was just going to walk through the door at any time. And how do we actually communicate? How do we set up dinner time? As my husband and I were learning, what we really started to understand was that this new phase for us gave us a new opportunity, a new lease on life. And as we settled into it, I think within the first, probably it took us about a year, and we really started to understand the freedom that came with it. And I've got to be honest, it's so much fun. It's like being a teenager again. You know how you just come and go and you're just the freedom to do whatever, whenever. Only you have a little bit more money.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, the other side of that is now I get to pour into my friendships. I get to paddleboard more. I've picked up pickleball this year. So I'm learning to dream again, to really be creative with my time and my imagination, where before I felt like I was in this little box where I'm the mom or stepmom, whichever you want to call, and I'm a wife and I'm an entrepreneur, you know, here are my roles. But when I actually took all the hats off and started to understand who I was at my core, that's where I really started defining what my purpose is and how I show up in the world, because it isn't about finding my purpose. It's about becoming a better version of myself. And how do I do that? Through just saying yes, getting out and trying pickleball, which was, that's a whole nother story. Wow. I've been schooled, to be quite honest.
Well, I'm a tennis player and I do play pickleball too. And I'm considering taking it up a little bit more because it's, I don't get to play tennis enough.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I mean, that's like really what it is for me is I don't get enough, but I love that you said it's about, how did you say it? I loved what you said. It's about, creating a better version of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Letting go of those, you know, really in this stage of life, empty nesting, you know, mid 50s, whatever, whenever your empty nesting hits, for some it's a different age, but let's add menopause onto that. That's fun too. Yeah. And the thing is that what I'm really learning is those voices in my head really were shaped by a lot of outside influence and societal expectations of how I should show up. And I'm really starting to shed that skin and those thoughts and be more of who I'm meant to be and just really embrace the weirdness and the uniqueness and celebrating that individuality and really understanding that belonging in this world has nothing to do with trying to fit in anywhere.
Hey everyone, today I'm thrilled to share something truly special with you. Have you ever felt like you're just scratching the surface of your potential? Or maybe you're looking for ways to bring more balance and fulfillment into your life. If that resonates with you, then I have an event you won't want to miss. Introducing the Holistic Life Mastery event live and in person November 7th through 9th at the beautiful La Quinta Hotel outside of Palm Springs, California. This isn't just another seminar. It's a transformative experience designed to help you unlock your full potential, cultivate a holistic approach to life, and achieve mastery in every area that matters to you. Imagine spending 2.5 days surrounded by like-minded individuals, all committed to personal growth and conscious living. You'll have the opportunity to learn from world-renowned speakers, engage in powerful workshops, and gain practical tools that you can apply immediately to your life. Plus, our keynote speaker is Emmy Award-winning producer, actor, and author of The Way of the Cobra, Sean Kanan. You may have seen him in the number one Netflix series, Cobra Kai. Whether you're looking to enhance your personal well-being, improve your professional skills, or find more joy and purpose, the Holistic Life Mastery event has something for everyone. Our speakers are leaders in their fields, covering topics from peak performance and mindfulness to business psychology to relationships. And the best part, this event is designed to cater to all aspects of your life. It's about creating holistic balance, mind, body, and spirit. You'll leave feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take on the world with a renewed sense of purpose with a plan of action. So mark your calendars and join us for an unforgettable experience. You'll find the registration link in the show notes. Don't wait. Spaces are limited and filling up fast. Remember, this is your chance to invest in yourself and your future. The Holistic Life Mastery event is more than just a workshop. It's a stepping stone to the life you've always dreamed of.
You know, what I found, like my son went off to college in 2019 and he took 5 years, which I was completely supportive because I felt like there's no rush, you know, and I think that most universities, it's 5 classes a semester. And I think that 5 classes is too much.
It's a lot. It's
a lot for any student to do in a full-time basis. And then like, you know, the interesting thing is some of these private colleges that cost triple the amount of a public university only requires 4 classes a semester. And I'm like, you know, so anyway, my son graduated this year in May.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. That was such a, because I just have the one and you said your bonus kids. I was fortunate that my bonus kids were already out of college when I got remarried. I was like, because they're both amazing, beautiful, talented, successful young women that I don't know that I had it in me to raise a daughter. So I was very grateful that they were already in college. Because it was like, I don't know. It could have been very different. But anyway, I found this year that it was like, yes, I have my identity. I know who I am. But what I found was that in many, many ways, even though I teach self-love and self-awareness and I practice this through and through every single day, I realized that I still kind of forgot how to really take care of myself and to really make it about me for the first mm-hmm. time, where it's not having to be on call. Because even though my son was in college, I was a single parent. I was remarried, but his father was not in the picture until he almost graduated from college. And so it was still just me where I was on call. I felt like I was on call yeah. and I had to be there emotionally mm-hmm. supporting and whatnot. And it was kind of hard, right?
That's a lot.
And so then all of a sudden I'm not needed anymore at all. And you're right. Barely. I mean, my son's here in the house. He got here last night because he goes between my house and his dad's. I haven't even seen him yet. And that's okay, right? Because you gotta cut the umbilical cord at some point. Mm-hmm. But I found that now I'm rediscovering, what do I like to do? I've got all this extra time now emotionally. It wasn't the physical time has always been there. It was the emotional.
It's the emotional. Yes.
Right?
And the mental.
Do you
want to
talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I thank you for asking that. I think that's so important especially from when you're listening to outside voices and they're going, well, you have an empty nest. How could you possibly be that busy? Or that it's really not about that. It's exactly what you said. And when your mental and emotional space has been taken up, maybe that's not the right word, has been available
right
for others or on call, as you say, that there's not that sense of freedom to rediscover. If you really think about where we are right now and you draw the line between this space in our life and being a kid, remember how easy it was to dream and to play pretend, if you will, right? Just do those things with freedom because you have all your other needs taken care of. And that's kind of where we're at in this space, is that we've done all the things to take care of ourselves, mostly financially, and we know what we need to do to feel good and to stay healthy. But relearning what that emotional mental space is it's a whole new adventure. It's an entirely new adventure. And if I'm really thinking about it, I'm kind of going back in my memory here. I'm going to go back to pickleball for a minute. And the reason I'm coming back to that is because when we're looking for our purpose or we're trying to rediscover who we are, how do we know when we find them, when we find ourselves? And one story that I have has to do with pickleball. And it was something that I've always wanted to try. I've played a couple of times I'm all right. I've never played tennis, but tennis seemed like so much more running.
It is.
I was not interested.
That's why people play pickleball.
Yes. Yes. And with partners, right? So it's a foursome, right? So base, I was playing, my husband had, I guess not my husband, Santa had brought me some pickleball paddles for Christmas. So we were actually on the court for the first couple of times, and we were playing against some friends of ours. And I was really in the beginning part of rediscovering fun.
Yeah.
And what I realized is as I hit a really good shot, I was so proud of myself. And I remember walking across the court just going, yes. And I started to giggle. And I recognized in that moment, I've had giggles, I've had laughs, but I recognized there was that little girl again. And I went, oh, hi, there you are. And what really stood out to me in that moment was, oh, I want to spend more time with her. And I started to find ways that would bring her, and I know I'm talking about her kind of in a third person, but I find more ways to spend time with her. In that freedom and that giggle and how could she bring just more joy to my life? And that's, I don't know if I really answered the question, but that was just the simplest way to kind of sum it all up and bring that story forward was when you start doing things that give you freedom. And I'm not saying pickleball is going to do it for everyone, because not everybody enjoys things like that, but you'll find those spaces in your life, and recognizing, oh, hi, there you are. Right. And just the lightness that you feel. I think that's where your purpose starts, is just finding that space of sheer joy.
Oh, so beautifully said. And I love how you related a story back to it, because that's really it. You know, that's why I love, like, for me, I like to run. I'm a former runner. So I play doubles tennis. I'm working up to be playing singles tennis, because that's the intensity that I'm looking for. But that's how I feel, right? You know, being a retired figure skater and U.S. national and international coach, like, I love the strategy and the intensity and the level of difficulty, mm-hmm. right? To push myself.
That challenge. Like,
that's where I find that, right? Because that's my younger self, right?
Yes.
And how she finds her joy. And, oh, I love that.
I love that. You know, and I think that if you don't mind me sharing another story, along these lines. We had a recent house guest. And it's a relative in the family, and she brought an aunt who we've never met, and they drove across the country and have just done this road trip. So this aunt is in her 80s, 84 to be exact. Her and I are having coffee in the kitchen. And I said, so Dory, what's next for you? She's telling me all about her travels and all these things. And I'm going, oh, when I grow up, I just want to be like her, right? And she looked at me and she said, you know, I'm just trying to find ways to reinvent myself. And it took me back for a moment, because I'm thinking, wait, we're reinventing ourselves our entire life. And so I asked her, I said, so tell me, what does that mean for you? What does reinvent yourself mean to you? And she said, you know, I travel, I have fun, I do all these things with my friends, and I have a great life. But what I really mean by that is I just want to find more ways to laugh and to have more fun. And I thought, wow, this is such a testament to really paying attention to what brings us joy, what makes us giggle or laugh, or something that we just find joy in that brings peace to our whole body, right? Just even if it's that competitiveness that you're finding in getting to that level of tennis, right? That you're still finding joy in your body, and you walk differently, you show up differently, you engage with others differently. It makes a difference when you, even if you're a mama at home, not empty nesting yet, just that one, even that 5 minutes of holding your baby or just snuggling or reading a book or going for a run, whatever that thing is, we need to make time for that. We definitely need to make time for that in our lives.
For sure. For sure. All right. So the last topic that I want to talk about, and I think, so there's two, confidence and living authentically, because I think that in order to live authentically, you need to be confident, because not everyone is confident showing up as their authentic self. I have conversations like that all the time with people. Mm-hmm. They feel like they need to show up in a way that everybody else sees them, right? Or... right? I'm a woman. I have to cross my legs. I have to, you know, put one hand on my lap and hold the dinner fork with the other hand, you know, because that's prim and proper, right? We're showing up the way others have told us we're supposed to show up. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing that, you're not really being authentic. And some people don't have the confidence. So would love to hear your thoughts on that.
how much time do we have? Because I could talk about
I know, right?
Day,
though, that's right? Why I was like looking at the time and I was like, all right, let's combine the two.
Okay. So really, if you're looking at this confidence level, and you're right, we have this innate fear of being judged because we've heard other people go, can you believe what she's wearing or what he's right. doing or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Okay, so we've got to tune all those things out, right? That judgment space, we need to reserve judgment first and foremost if we want to become more confident. And the thing is that I think that showing up authentically really begins with sitting down and understanding what your core values are as a human, right? What matters to you most? Is it family? Is it loyalty? Is it friendship? Identify those 3 to 5 core values. That's where you start. And then you can go, oh, am I living in those core values? And you can identify ways that you're not. And the reason that you feel judged or you're not able to show up authentically is because you have a sense of imposter syndrome because you're not showing up by the things that really align with you. Your core values, Sandy, and mine are going to be completely different.
Yep.
And that's okay. Because we can have conversations like this where there is no way on earth I'm ever going to skate. I can't even get them on my feet. I'm like, no, that's not going to work for me. But we can have these genuine conversations, and showing up authentically is not worrying about what other people are thinking. It's really stepping into this space where you get to be genuinely curious about others instead of worrying about the what if they don't like me? What if I say something stupid? What if, what if, what if, what if? So when we really let go of others' expectations, understand our core values, and get really curious with how we can engage with others, then it makes a difference. And I use, I have an acronym that I use that actually helps you stand out and step into that authenticity. And it's the bike. For those who can't see it, I have a bike on the wall.
I was going to say, you have a bike behind
yeah.
you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
So the B stands for be you, right?
Mm-hmm. Be
authentically. Just let go of all the expectations. The I stands for insight. What insight can I gain? What can I learn about the other person? What can I learn about myself, about the world around me? K stands for kindness. That one's easy. That's not hard to forget. And the E stands for engage, like true engagement.
Right.
And Brené Brown brings us into this sector of engagement where we're starving in this day and age for connection, true and
yes.
genuine connection. So when yeah. you're engaging with others, leaving behind that judgment, showing up as yourself, and really being curious, that connection, that engagement and connection is the energy that's created between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued. And that's where that authenticity and confidence starts. Starting with those core values, bring your bike along, right? Use that bike acronym so that it kind of helps hone those skills. And it's just easier to really show up in the world when you just let go of all those outside expectations.
I love it. You know, a friend of mine told me years ago, and it's like people are like, can I use that? I'm like, of course, because I didn't make this up, and I'm sure she got it from somebody else. Mm-hmm. But she said to me, and it was one of my Sonia friends, and she said, she goes, Sandy, what other people think of you is none of your business.
100%.
And so I have to remember that because it's so, and as a figure skater, you're always being judged.
Yes.
And so I always feel like I'm being judged, always. Because when you're being judged from a very young age on what you're doing, you're gonna always be worried about what other people think. So that's
yeah.
kind of been like a Achilles heel for me my entire life is letting that go of like, it's okay that if they don't like you. It's okay if they don't like you. Not everybody is going to like you. It's okay.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's hard to practice, but for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Wow. This has been such a great conversation. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you'd like to share with the audience today?
Oh my gosh, we've covered so many things.
We have.
You know, I think that the message I would love to leave people with is do the work. Do the work to really get to know yourself. Whether you're an empty nester or a mama with little ones running, it's important to really just have those moments, even if it's only alone in the shower, how you can show up in the world. That's so important. And I think just learn to love yourself. And that takes time. Surround yourself with those people.
Yes. Well, it's that connection and community you need. Mm-hmm. I read a survey, it's probably been 5+ years now, that said science and the data shows that men live longer if they're married, right? Because they have somebody to take care of them, right? Women live longer when they have good girlfriends.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So the connection.
The connection mm-hmm. for sure. So thank you so much. Where can people get in touch with you? I know we'll have it in the show notes. Your website, if you can.
Yes.
Tanya,
so people can reach me on my website, tanyak.co, C-O, not .com, or connect with me on social media. And I love to just engage with new people. And in the show notes, they'll have access to my calendar. If you want to have a few minutes where you really want to talk through a few things, I'm available for it. I'm here for it. I love meeting and connecting with new people.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you so much for joining me today. For everybody out there listening, thank you so much. Please take care of yourself, your family, and I hope that every day for you is happy and peaceful. Take care, everyone.
Bye for now.